We'll continue with our study.
好，现在我们继续看第四章的第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
好，尼希米要对付啊这些仇敌联合起来的攻击。
Here we see that Nehemiah, he's finding strategy to resist the enemy.
好，我们看到他是带领大家同心的祷告。
And his first strategy is that he led the rest of his people and pray together.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing he did.
第二。
Second.
好，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。
And the second thing he did was to post a guard day and night to meet this threat.
现在当祷告不够啊，不够。
And therefore, just prayer itself, alone is not enough.
祷告这个是为先，这个是必须的。
Of course, prayer is the first and is necessary.
现在这个仇敌啊，他不是单单说要用这个话来破坏信心，他还有采取行动要攻击。
Here we see the enemy, they not only use word to weaken your faith, they also take action.
所以除了祷告之外呢，还要配合这种防备。
Therefore, beside praying, we have to defend ourselves.
所以他就派人来看守防备。
So what he did here is posted a guard to defend himself, to guard them day and night.
好，那就看守昼夜防备啊，看守当然就是干仇敌他会从哪里进来，就跟那个地方那个仇敌会进来的啊，那个地方。
Here he would definitely post a guard at a place where the enemy would enter.
因为城墙还没有建好。
Because at that time the wall was not built up yet.
仇敌他要进攻，一定从那个最软弱的地方进来的。
And of course, the entrance, the place where the enemy will attack, will surely be the place where is the weakest.
所以要特别去看守防备，就是在那个最软弱的地方呢，要特别去来看守。
And of course, they have to pay a special attention to the weakest area.
所以除了祷告之后，我们还要保持这个警醒、谨守啊。
And beside praying, we have to be alert and to be watchful.
要提高警觉，昼夜都不能够这个疏忽了。
We must be watchful day and night.
不管是白天晚上，都要好好的防备。
And whether it's morning or whether it's at night, we have to be watchful at all times.
今天我们这种防备的功夫一定要做好。
And today, we also have to be very watchful in our faith.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章
Chapter 5.
我让我们请看到第五节。
Verse 5.
第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
这里保罗说你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。
Here Paul says that you are all sons of the light and sons of the day.
所以我们不是属黑夜的，也
不是属幽暗的。And we do not belong to the night or to the darkness.
所以我们不要睡觉。
So then, let us not to be asleep.
像别人一样，总要警醒、谨守。
Let us be alert.
昼夜都不能睡觉。
And we shouldn't sleep.
保持这个警醒、谨守的心。
Therefore, we must always be watchful and alert.
所以我们等候主再来，我们就是要保持这样的心。
And before the coming of our Lord, we have to guard our heart.To be watchful.
So, 因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
For those people who sleep at night, and for those people who get drunk at night.
我们既然属乎白昼，就当谨守。
Verse 8, and since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled.
也要防备
And we have to guard ourselves.
把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。
Putting on faith and love as the breastplate.
把救恩的盼望当作头盔戴上。
And the hope of salvation as a helmet.
这就是一个看守防备的功夫。
And this is a work of staying on guard and putting on a defense.
所以今天我们除了祷告之外，我们还要加上这种谨守防备的功夫。
Therefore, today, beside praying, we must also be watchful to meet with the threat of our enemy.
这样我们就不怕仇敌的这个攻击了。
Then we'll not be afraid of the attack of our enemy at any time.
把我们的心能够保护住。
We must guard our heart at all time, and we'll have no problem.
要保护就是要靠信心跟爱心。
To guard our heart, we need to depend on faith and to depend on love.
并且呢，有得救的盼望，
as well as
头盔来保护。
The hope of salvation as our helmet to protect ourselves.
看回来尼希米记第四章。
Let's turn back to the book of Nehemiah.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这个仇敌这一次的行动啊，影响到一些软弱的犹大人。
Here in verse 10, we see that the enemy had weakened some of the Jews who were weak in faith.
他们的这种风声跟他们的这种动作。
Things that the enemy had done and words that they had spoken.
已经直接威胁到一些接近敌人的犹大人呢、那些软弱的犹大人呢、
had already destroyed or affected some of the weak Jews.
哇，这个问题很严重。
In fact, this is very serious.
啊，尼希米啊，对这个外敌啊是很容易对付，但是现在面对自己犹大人的软弱啊，这个就是相当麻烦的事情。
And we can see that Nehemiah, he was able to deal with his enemy, but what is more troublesome is to deal with the weakness of your own people.
现在我们看第十节哈，这个犹大人说啊，灰土尚多啊，那么刚台的人呢 力气已经衰败了。
Here the people in Judah, they were weakened, and they said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much trouble that we cannot build this wall.
没有力气工作了。
We don't have any strength to build the wall anymore.
所以啊，我们不能再建造城墙了，没有了，工作没有办法。
And therefore, we cannot build any wall.
这第一项。
This is the first part.
失去了工作的力气了，没有力气工作。
So the weak one has lost their strength in working.
第二
Secondly,
十一节
verse 11,
说我们的敌人且说趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间杀他们，使他们工作止住。
Also our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work.
他们中了敌人的这个火箭。
So you see that they had already been greatly affected by what the enemy had said.
把敌人的那种话听进去了。
They had listened to what the enemies had said and put it in their heart.
这是最可怕的。
This is the most dangerous thing.
没有防备，他这个心没有防备。
Their heart has no defense.
所以敌人那种攻击的话，正中这个心。
So immediately, whatever the enemy had said, it pierced right into their heart.
这些人中箭了，中箭了。
So now they are being attacked and pierced by the sword of the enemies.
那中箭了怎么样？
So what did they do?
看十六节，十二节。
Verse 12.
所以那些靠近敌人的居住的犹大人呢，十次从各处来见我们说，我们必须要回到，你们必须要回到我们那里。
And the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us.
他们已经没有办法工作了。
They can no longer work anymore.
他们又怕得要命。
And they were very afraid of the enemies.
就变成这样子。
So this is the situation they are in.
所以这些靠近敌人的犹大人呢，把敌人的话都听进去了。
So those Jews who were living near the enemy took every word the enemy had spoken and put them in their heart.
那就看到说，哇、哦， 灰土要这么多, 哎呀, 煤气已经没有了,
and they remember what they said, that there are so much heaps of rubbles.
这个就是中计啊,
so they have fallen into their trap.
所以我们要小心,
therefore we have to be very careful.
我们知道这个是仇敌啊, 他的话你就不要听。
And if we know that this is our enemy, we shouldn't listen to what he said.
信心的藤牌把它挡住,
we must use our faith as a breastplate to defend ourselves, then we'll not be afraid.
不要把他的话听进去,
we don't want to put what he said
听进去,
if that's so, then we cannot even sleep at night.
这很可怕的,
this is very dangerous.
这一点呢我们要小心,
therefore we have to be very careful.
那我们看到当时这些犹大人就不晓得警醒,
so at that time we see these Jews, they didn't know how to be watchful,
没有防备,
they were not they have no defense,
所以就中了魔鬼的这个, 火箭,
and therefore they had fallen into the trap of Satan.
你看十次啊, 十次来说, 你们要回到我们那里去, 怕得要命, 没有办法工作了。
Here in verse 12, the enemies have said and told them that it's 10 times over, that wherever you go, we'll attack you.
那因为这些人呢, 如果没有解决啊, 那就整个工程就会停下来。
If we don't know how to deal with all this group of people, then the whole project will come to a stop.
所以一部分的身体上有一个肢体软弱,
therefore, if there's one member of the body is weak,
你要不要去陪着他去找医生?
Of course, you will have to accompany this member to go see a doctor.
医生说要住院, 你要不要住下来?
And if the doctor says that this member has to lie in the hospital, then do you have to stay in the hospital as well?
所以这个整个拖累了, 整个工程就这样子,
if there's one member that's weak, the whole body will be affected and the whole project will have to be stopped.
怎么办?怎么解决这个问题?
So now, Nehemiah, he saw that there's this group of people that's so weak, what is he going to deal with them? What should he do?
怎么样再兼顾他们,帮助他们重建信心?
And what should he do to strengthen their faith and to rebuild their faith again?
这项工作啊就比较麻烦了，我们看一下十三节。
And this is one of the most difficult part of the work.
这时候尼希米想到现在啊该怎么办。
Verse 13 tells us what Nehemiah is thinking of doing.
尼希米说，所以啊，我就使百姓各按宗族拿刀拿枪拿弓站在城墙堤后边呢堤洼的空处。
And therefore I stationed some of the people behind the lowest point of the wall at exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows.
第一个我们看到他就开始把百姓呢组织起来。
First, what he did here is that he reorganized his people.
按照宗族啊，一族一族这样。
According to their tribes.
这个就是开始组织起来。
And this is according to your family. This is how he organizes people.
感谢主啊！我们最近我来听到我们这个温哥华教会啊，现在要把弟兄姐妹分成一这个家庭一区一区这样一个一小组一小组这个家庭团契。
And I thank God that Vancouver right now is trying to have family service in different region within the district.
就是这种要按宗族这样把它分出来。So
this is like what Nehemiah is trying to do, that is to pose the people according to their families.
那这样全体的信徒就可以得到坚固。
And by doing so, the whole congregation will be strengthened.
这一小组一小组大家能够互相照顾，就仇敌就不会有机会来攻击我们。
Therefore, if each family units are able to take care of each other within themselves, then there will be no enemy will come and attack.
负责人看重这件事情，带动了全体信徒大家同心呐。 能够把这个家庭团契建立起来。
Therefore, the board members have to pay serious attention to this matter and to bring this whole this family service up.
那组织起来之后，很重要一项就是什么呢？
And after the organizations, what's the next thing that's more important?
就是武装。
And that is to arm themselves with the right weapons.
这个武装很重要啊。
Putting on armor is very important.
组织起来这个信心的重建。
After when you organize, it is rebuilding, it's likened to rebuilding the faith.
现在要征战，要征战一定要武器。
And now if you have the faith, you're going to go on to a battle, you need to have weapons.
我让这个武器有的拿刀，有的拿枪，有的拿弓。
And some of them are with their sword, some with spears, and some with bows.
拿刀啊，可以对付比较近的敌人。
And those with sword is to deal with enemy that are closest to them.
可以防身。
Not only you can guard yourself and protect yourself.
拿枪可以这样射出去。
And with spears, you can attack enemies that are far away. You can just throw the spears.
可以杀敌人。
You can attack your enemy.
拿弓的话。
And with bows,
那就可以射得很远。
You can shoot it very far.
哎，是最好的一个防备。
And this is the best way you can attack your enemy.
敌人还没有接近，就把他杀掉了。
As well as defend yourself before the enemy would come close to you, you can defeat and kill your enemy.
今天呢，我们也是需要这样的武器。
And today we need to have all these kind of weapons.
有刀，有枪，有弓。
We need to have weapons like swords, spears, bows.
那这个武器是什么？
And what are all these weapons?
就是神的道。
These are the words of God.
所以我们呢，要有这个小组的这个查经的学习啊。
Therefore, we have to organize ourselves into smaller family units, where we have our family studies, our Bible studies.
人人拿刀。
And within each family, everybody has their weapons.
我们有这种这个聚会在一起。
And when we have a gathering together.
有人讲道理。
Some will give sermons.
这个像拿枪一样。
This is like taking up a spear.
我们有对外的这种布道。
And if we have evangelical service,
就布道就是拿弓。
We're like having bows where we will attack our enemy far and wide.
那这个拿刀也可以说我们的读经，我们的个人的读经。
And when we arm with swords.Is likened to our personal Bible study, likened to our Bible study with our brothers and sisters.
所以要把弟兄姐妹武装起来呢，一定要这样子从圣经里头下手。
Therefore, if you were to arm the families, the brothers and sisters, you have to start with the Bible.
祷告再配合着我们的对圣经的读经、查经学习道理。
Prayer has to go with our Bible study, with our Bible studying, and learning from the sermon.
所以今天我们这样的一个讲习会就是在武装。
Today when we come for this SGTC, we are actually putting on armor.
今天能够接受武装的，我们这次参加的就是这么多人呐，占我们全教会的大概百分之几啊？好。
And today, these are the people that are here, sitting here, putting on arms.
如果将来能够分组，把按宗族这样组织起来，那大家都可以，全体都可以武装起来。
And today, if later on we can reorganize ourselves into a smaller unit, then each unit can again arm themselves.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
这个武装非常重要，要对付我们的仇敌啊，这个。没有武装是没有办法的。
Efficient is to put on arm is very important. If without any arms, we cannot deal with our enemy.
六章的第十节就是我们要信心建立起来。
Efficient chapter 6 verse 10 tells us that we have to build our faith.
这个一颗是我们组织起来我们就刚强了。
And if we can organize ourselves together, then we are strong in the Lord.
没有组织的时候，我们散散的，我们很软弱。
And if we are not organized, then we'll be weak.
组织起来，我们靠主大力，我们就刚强了。
Not so when we organize ourselves with the power of God, then we're strong.
但是这样是不够的。
But this is not enough.
所以还要第十一节说要穿戴这个全副的军装。
Verse 11 says that we have to put on the full armor of God.
就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So then you can take your stand against devil's schemes.
所以这个武装很重要。
Therefore, it's very important to put on armor.
那武装就是在14节以下到17节。
And all this armor is described from verse 14 to 17.
这些就是我们的这个武器啊。
And these are our weapons.
这是我们属灵的装备啊。
And this is how we put on our spiritual armor.
好像当时的罗马的军人一样，
全副武装的这样。It's just like the Roman soldiers at a time where they put on a full armor.
那我们在属灵上的这个全副武装，我们都要把它穿戴整齐。
And for spiritual armor, we have to put it on and to be complete.
那一项很重要的就是圣灵的宝剑。
So first, the most important is to have the sword of truth.
就是攻击的武器。
The sword of truth, of the spirit, the word of God is, the word is the weapon for attack.
我们有防身的这个武器，也有攻击的武器。
Not only we have weapon to defend ourselves, we also have weapons to attack our enemies.
所以十七节说，圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
Verse 17 says that the sword of the spirit is the word of God.
今天我们对付撒旦，我们需要攻击的武器，这个最好的宝剑，我们一定要宝剑在手啊。
Today when we're attacking our enemy, we need to have this word of God, which is the sword.
所以种种的这些啊，对于道理的一个栽培训练。工人的训练我们教会要重视，这个是武装的一个功夫。
And therefore we have to pay very special attention to training our members in the words of God, because this is the way we put armor on our members.
好，看回来第四章。
Let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 4.
那么这个组织起来武装起来之后啊，他们就可以担任啊这个防卫的工作。
So these people, they had organized themselves, and now they are being posted to defend themselves.
他们站在这个城墙后边低洼的地空处，在那里做后盾。
They stationed behind the lowest point of the wall.
在城墙的后边那边做后盾，你们不要怕，我们在这里。你看，他们那些工人一看啊，没有问题，有人保护啊。
So they stationed behind at the lowest point of war and with weapons. So by doing this, they will not allow the enemy to attack them.
这样就给予那些软弱的人呢、啊、有信心了。
By doing so, they also had strengthened the faith of the weak ones.
所以我们对于软弱的弟兄姐妹啊，不能单说。不要怕了，只要信，这样是不够的了。
But today, when we see somebody who is weak, we can't just tell them, "Oh, just believe. You don't have to worry."
他已经软弱下来了，你就没有办法了。
If a person has become weak, what can you do?
他还没有软弱下来，你就不要怕，只要信。他就不怕，不怕就没有问题了。
And before this person had become weakened, you must immediately tell him not to be worried.
现在他已经怕了，他已经软弱了，你说啊，不要怕，只要信，不行的啦。
But now, if this person who is already weak, you cannot just go ahead and say, "Don't worry, just be strong."
要给他装备，要给他后盾，这样子。
But what you must do is that you must put armor on him.
重建信心。
And to rebuild his faith.
帮助他站起来。
To help him to stand up again.
今天教会这个工作很重要。
And this is a very important task we have to take on in this church.
特别要去关心啊，帮助祷告啊，来。把那些软弱的又重新呢，把它恢复起来。
We must care for those who are weak and pray for them and to rebuild their faith.
好了，这些犹大人没有问题了。
So now we can see that these Jews they have no problem.
然后再加这个鼓励，坚强。
And besides, he also encouraged them and strengthened them further.
哎，我们看到十四节。
Verse 14.
那么然后啊，尼希米看这个一切所做的这样，看得怎么样啊
？And after when I look things over，
可以了，这样各样的各方面的这些都已经是准备好了。
And he saw that everything has been well prepared.
现在装备起来，组织起来，装备起来都已经齐全了。
And now that they have all organized themselves, their armor is all ready for the battle.
他就起来激励，激励这种士气很重要。
So when now is the time when he stood up and boost up the morale by giving them encouragement.
他激励首先对这些贵族，这些官长，这个领导者很重要。
So first.He stood up and he encouraged the nobles, the official, these are the leaders.
激励他们的士气。
He stood up and boosted up their morale.
然后啊，和其余的这些所有的人啊。
And then he went to the rest of the people.
这个时候你才说不要怕他们。
So at this time, he said, don't be afraid of them.
那你这什么都没有做到、啊、不要怕不要怕，那你这个空讲空话了还不行、
This is the right time you will say、this word after when he had prepared himself. He shouldn't just go ahead without preparing himself and tell them not to be afraid.
把这些该做的事情做好了，然后就说对，很有自信的，很有信心的说不要怕他。
He did what he should do, and then he went ahead and encouraged them not to be afraid.
当纪念我们的祖师大而可畏的这个事。
Don't be afraid. You must remember the Lord that who is great and awesome.
所以重新把起初的那种信心呢，啊，开工的那个时候的信心又再一次的建立起来。
So once again, he rebuilt the faith that it had before.
好，所以恢复起初的信心。
That is to revive the faith that it had before.
和当时的那种勇敢，啊，爱心。
To remind them of their faith and their love.
因为大家看到，你看，我们被凌辱，我们被这样子，要为我们的儿女，为我们的家庭，为我们的这个为耶路撒冷来征战。
He let them see that they are being despised and they are being mocked by the enemy, and therefore they have to all the more fight for their brothers, their sons, daughters, wives, and their home.
哎，这样的信心恢复了，并且呢，使大家呢啊有这种征战的这个士气出来了。
And now that when their faith is being revived, they are ready for the battle.
好，那么开始那个时候，他们说奋勇做善工。
In the beginning, they were filled with courage to do good work.
现在啊，就是奋勇征战。
And now they are filled with courage to fight the battle.
靠着主，为了弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
And they depend on the Lord to fight for their own brothers, their sons, their daughters, their wives, and their homes.
所以现在你是不但是啊工作，我们要征战。
Not only now, Nehemiah is getting them ready to work, but also getting them ready for battle.
你是你这样的一个啊策略出来之后。
So after when he has such a strategy,
我们看十五节，仇敌。
Let's see verse 15.
这个时候仇敌听见了。
And now the enemy had heard about this.
看到尼希米所做的这些，哎，这么厉害！我们还没有动作，他就防备好了。
And you saw this what Nehemiah had done. Before they even start to attack the Jews, they already know how to defend themselves.
现在想要攻击都没有机会了。
They don't even have any opportunity to attack them anymore.
而且看到神破坏他们的计谋。
He also saw how God had frustrated their plan.
为什么这么说
？Why did they say so？
又奇怪，我说他。你是你怎么那么厉害？怎么会知道我们在想什么
？Because they're wondering how come Nehemiah is so smart to know what they were thinking about.
我们今天就是这样子，靠着圣灵，靠着主，我们知道，我们看透魔鬼的诡计。
And today, this is what we should depend on our Lord, depending on the Holy Spirit, and we can see through the schemes of Satan.
所以我们学习圣经。
Therefore, today we study the Bible.
那我们也要。学习这个灵界的辩证。
We must also learn to discern the spirit.
这让我们看到，哎，撒旦你要动了。哎、
And we know immediately what are the work of Satan.
你想动，别想，这样子告诉他。
And we must be able to stop the Satan from working.
不要已经被进来打了，怎么办？怎么办？那个他。
We shouldn't wait until Satan to come to our heart and work in our heart. Then we start to wonder what we should do.
要先看到他，先防备他。他说：“哇，你厉害啊！”他跑掉了。
Immediately, we must see the work of Satan, and the Satan will then run away.
所以你看，跑了，跑掉了。
So then we see that the Satan, the enemy had all returned.
这是很重要的一次得胜。
This is a victory.
这样以后啊，这个工作啊，就开始第二下半段的工作。
So now they come to the latter half of their work.
所以你会发现第七节到第十四节，这个是没有停工的了，这个工作没有在进行啊。
And we can see that even from verse 7 onwards, they didn't stop working.
专门的就是要处理这个问题，外面的和内部的这个整理啊，使他恢复信心，然后再开始又工作啊。
We see that they didn't stop working. Not only they are trying to rebuild their faith internally, but also externally they are trying to continue rebuilding this wall.
所以你看，仇敌跑了之后呢，啊，他们就回到工作的岗位。
And after when the enemy had left, they all returned to the war and each to his own work.
啊，大家又 回复到自己的岗位上面开始工作。
So everybody went back to their own work and they all started work.
啊，恢复到起初的那种信心。
And they went back to the faith that they had first.
可是现在这个下半段的工作更困难哦。
But this work on the latter half is even more challenging than the work before.
因为仇敌就在周围。
Because the enemy were watching around them.
那今天我们的工作不但要工作，还要加上征战，所以这个是要并行的。
So today it's like we're not only working, we also have to fight our enemy at the same time.
在后半段要完工，这个是更困难的。
The latter half, when they want to try to finish this work, is in fact the most difficult stage.
所以千万不要看到说啊，已经有成就了啊，就放心了，就松懈下来，那是没有办法完工的。
And therefore, if we start to see that this wall is already halfway being built, we see that it's coming along, and then we become relaxed. But in fact, this is the most critical point.
你看那个赛跑的人呢，越靠近终点呢，他是尽全力用冲刺的，就是。
And we see that the runner, when they are coming very close to the point, they always the one who come first in the race.
因为小孩子嘛，我的个子比较高。
Because I was quite tall as a child.
可是跑第一，跑到快到了，说一定得胜了嘛，就很骄傲嘛。回过去看，一看，回头看。
And every time when I'm running a race, and I know I'm going to be the first one to win the race, and I'm kind of proud, and I was like, look around and see, is anyone coming, behind me?
很得意，第一名了，稳当的。
And I thought that, I'm going to be the first person, I'm going to have victory.
可是回过一看，跌倒了。
Then the moment when I turn around and look, I fell.
后面就追过去了。
Then the person behind caught up.
很后悔。
So I remember how regretful I felt at the time.
一种教训了。
So this is a kind of a lesson I've learned.
所以越是到这个地方，那地那要冲刺，要专心，要这个尽全力。
The closer you are to the finishing point, the more you have to focus and concentrate.
哎，那这个工作按照工程来讲啊，到一半，因为这个用石头。这个城墙是石头建造的，哦，这个石头要拿的越高的越困难的，工作也是越来越难度越高啊。
And now we see that they are working on the final stage of building this wall, and it's very difficult to carry the stone from the ground all the way high up to put on the high wall.
好，所以工程越来难度越高，同时又加上还要征战。
We see that at this stage, the work is getting harder, and at the same time, they also have to fight the enemy.
所以呢，到跑到这个时候的工作就要更加的谨慎，更加的尽力了。
Therefore, at this stage, not only they have to be very watchful, they also have to put in their best effort.
好，那我们看尼希米怎么样来完成，采取怎么样的措施。来完成这个最后的工作。
And now in verse 16, we're going to see what did Nehemiah do to prepare his people to finish this final stage of the projects.
好，看十六节。
16.
说从那一天起啊，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、穿铠甲，官长都站在犹大人的后边。
Here it says that half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears and shields, bows and armor.
先把他尼希米的这些仆人啊，分成两半。
So what Nehemiah here did was he divided his men in two parties.
一半呢，继续去做工作。
One party will be working, building on the wall.
一半拿武器来做征战。
And another party were equipped with spears, with shields, with weapons for the battle.
叫那些官长啊，特别去保护那些软弱的犹大人。
And here he also posted an official to protect those Jews who are weak.
哦，这是很重要的一个措施。
This is a very important thing that he did here.
现在这工作跟征战呢、是要并行的。
Therefore, working and battling should go together.
好像我们今天来讲
Just like us today.
我们对外的这个福音的工作
We see our work externally preaching the gospel.
对内的这个牧养啊，建立的工作。
And internally, where we are pastoring our flocks.
要变现。
We have to work hand in hand.
不要偏这边，也不要偏这边。
We should not have an imbalance where we just focus on one and ignore the other.
所以常常有一些人说。哎呀，这个比较重要了，哎，这个比较重要了。
Therefore, some people will say that, oh, this is more important, that is not important.
没有哪一样比较重要，这个传福音跟对内的牧养工作两个并重并行。
Therefore, both are equally important. We have to both preach as well as pastoring the flock.
现在我们是后半段的工作啊。
Now we are coming up to the last stage of the work.
要完成靠近完成的这个最后的工作。
We are at the stage where we are working towards completions.
我们需要这样的措施。
We need to have such a strategy.
那再看到这个十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
十七节啊，这个是修造城墙的人呐、啊，啊，那扛抬材料的、啊，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
And those who were working on the wall, they did their work with one hand and they held a weapon in the other hand.
他一手在扛这个材料，一手拿着兵器。
These people were working. One hand is carrying the material for building, another hand, he's carrying a weapon.
这个告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us today?
今天我们要工作，同时呢，也要灵修。
Today, when we are working, we also have to cultivate ourselves spiritually.
现在这个时候，我们两项要并行。
We have to do this both hand in hand.
所以你看，我们有些人在睡觉，哦，重视工作，都忽略自己的灵修。
And some people, they are just working and working. They have ignored their own spirituality.
这样会被打倒。
By doing so, you will be defeated.
啊，另外有一些人。
On the other hand, there were people.
他们就是一天到晚讲灵修。
They're just talking about cultivating themselves spiritually all the time.
啊，教会什么工作都不参加。
And they won't even partake in any of the holy work at church.
这个也不对，这样灵修有什么用
？And then what's the point of being so spiritual?
好，所以不要偏。
So you should not have you should not go to the extreme.
要工作，要灵修。
Not only you have to work, you also have to cultivate yourself.
并行。
You have to go hand in hand together.
我们今天一定要懂得这样子。
We must do this in church.
你才站得住。
Then only you can stand very firm.
不然的话，你就站不住。
Otherwise, you will be easily shaken.
前半段还可以。
Maybe in the beginning stage you're okay.
后半段就不行了。
But at the last or final stage, you will not be able to go on.
那我们从以斯拉记看，今天我们是站在后半段还是前半段？
And today, if we look in the book of Nehemiah, we can see whether we are standing first in the early stage or latter stage of the work.
我们很清楚，我们现在在后半段的后半段。
We are very clear that we are in fact at the last of the last stage of the work.
所以一定要两方面并重并行。
Therefore, we have to work in these two areas hand in hand.
好，看十八节。
Verse 18.
说这个修造的人呢，多腰间佩刀修造，啊，这个是，那这个修造人就是砌石头了，他的石头上去，他要啊两手，他要拿石头。
And the builders, they are the one who are holding, and they are the one who's taking up stones.
那他的刀要放在哪里
？And where are they going to put their sword？
还是要有配要征战。
They still need to go ahead and fight the battle. So,
因为他是弯腰在工作的。
Because this builder, they are picking up their stone with both hands, and they will put the sword at sight.
他的武器就放在最容易拿到的地方。
So they are putting the sword on his side where he work.
不是背在后面了，背在后面就不方便了。
And it would be very inconvenient if they put the sword at the back.
因为他弯着这样在工作
，because they are bending down working.
就碰到有情况，马上就拿出来就打了。
So by putting the sword aside, if they see the enemy, they can just draw the sword.
把基督的道理丰丰富富存在心里。
And this means that today we have to put the words of God in our heart.
随时都可以用。
And we can use the word at any time.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
所以今天我们学习道理。
Today, when we learn the truth,
不要再听一听而已，不要这样。
We cannot just listen and put it at the back.
要丰丰富富的存在心里，背在腰间。
We have to put this word of God fully in our heart and put it.
随时在侍奉的时候，随时都可以 应付仇敌。
And belt it around our waist, so at all time we can face our enemy.
你在教会侍奉的时候，结果仇敌来把你打倒了。
Less will be defeated by our enemy while we're still working at church today.
有些人因为他砌石头啊，砌墙，他站在最高的地方，他站在那个墙上在砌墙，最高的地方敌人最容易打你。
And some people, they're working on the highest point of building the wall, and while they're holding the stone, building the wall, this is the time when the enemy will come and attack you.
站在那个墙上都是负责人。
And today, those people who are standing on the high wall are all the leaders of the church.
今天你当负责人在那里，这个建立教会啊。腰间没有佩刀，那是太危险了。
If you are high up there building and you have no sword on your waist, then it's very dangerous.
心中没有丰富的神的道理。
If in your heart there is no words of God in your heart,
你爬那么高在工作，我看危险。
Then it's very dangerous when you climb very high.
腰间佩刀就不怕了。
However, if you put the sword of truth in your waist,Then you will not be afraid.
这个就是我们要学会的啊。
So this is something that we have to learn.
好，那再下来看，这里有一个吹角的人站在尼西米的旁边。
Verse 18, here it says that there's a man who sounded a trumpet beside him.
站在尼西米的旁边。
This man, he was staying beside him.
这个吹角的人就做什么
？And what does this man do?
今天这个吹角的人。在教会里面来说
And today,
守望者现在你们说守望者
The man who sounded the trumpet is the watchman in church
传道人呢、我就是讲道的人呢
The preacher the man, the brother who's given the sermon
要警醒要按时分粮要发出这个角声
He has to be watchful at all time and sound his trumpet.
听尼西米的命令。
Listen to the commandment of Nehemiah.
尼西米有状况了，我就告诉他吹号。
Listen to the command of Nehemiah whenever if there's danger, then this man would sound the trumpet.
如果这个吹号的人就跑哪里去了
？And if this man, his duty is to sound the trumpet and were to disappear.
那么尼西米说吹没有听到
And if there's any danger, this man couldn't hear.
那就敌人来了
Then the enemy would come.
百姓都不知道
Then nobody would know.
所以这个吹号人很重要
Therefore, this man who sound the trumpet, they are very important.
他要在尼西米的旁边
He should stay with Nehemiah.
今天就是在主耶稣的旁边
And today we must stay close to Jesus.
这个意思是什么
What does this tell us?
明白神的旨意。
This is to tell us that we have to understand the will of God.
按照神的旨意吹号，吹号。
According to the will of God, we sound our trumpet.
如果我们今天呢，按照神的旨意吹号，那就不用怕。
If today with the will of God we sound our trumpet, we will not have to be afraid.
那么神一定会为我们征战的。
Then God will surely fight this battle for us.
我们看到十九节。
Verse 19.
所以这个于是你就对这些贵胄官长和其余的人说啊这个工程浩大我们在城墙上相离甚远
Nehemiah said to the nobles, the official and the rest of people that the work extensive and spread out
你看因为一段一段都是分散的嘛
So because all of them were dispersed in their own area when they're working
而且离开得很远呢
And they are separate from each other, from one another
所以二十就说你们要听脚声
And in verse 20he said that you have to listen, hear the sound of the trumpet.
所以他们一面在工作，一面都要注意啊，听脚声。
So while they are working, at the same time, they also have to be very, very attentive to hear the sound of the trumpet.
那你听到这个脚声在那里响
，And when you hear this trumpet sound,
赶快聚集到那边。
Immediately, you have to join the rest of the people to that point.
我们的神呢、啊，必为我们征战。
And our God will fight for us.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
今天重要的是我们要会听脚声，要聚在一起。
Today, not only we have to hear the sound of the trumpet, we must also gather together.
那我们就不用担心了。
And then we don't have to be afraid.
征战的是神。
Because the battle belongs to the Lord.
神一定会得胜的嘛。
And of course, our God will have victory.
所以今天我们要胜过我们的仇敌。
Therefore, today we must be able to have victory over our enemies.
众信徒, 大家都按照恩赐在教会里面来, 各尽其职在服侍神。
And all our brothers and sisters in the church, according to their own gift, they serve the Lord.
但是呢, 一定要会听脚声。
But more importantly, you must listen to the sound of the trumpet.
如果不会听脚声,
if you cannot hear the sound,
那就很危险。
Then that will be very dangerous.
所以说啊, 要懂得听脚声。
Therefore, you must hear the trumpet sound.
这个吹脚的人, 他就要, 按照神的旨意吹脚。
And the person who sounding the trumpet has to sound it according to the will of God.
所以圣经中讲道的人呢, 要按照神的圣言讲。
So the Bible says that the one who is speaking the words of God, preaching his word, have to speak according to the Bible.
好, 那这个神的脚声一出去, 大家的心就聚在这个地方, 就聚在一起。
And after when this word is spoken, this trumpet is sound, then all the hearts will join together.
如果讲道的人不是按照神的圣言讲,
if this person is not speaking the words according to the Bible,
那这个脚声大家有些人都听不懂了,
then some people will not be able to understand what he's saying.
那是什么号啊?
And they will be wondering, what kind of trumpet is that?
是不是休息的号角啊?
Is it a trumpet to rest?
哎, 是不是要吃点心啊?
Is it a trumpet to, for a break?
听不懂啊?
Nobody can understand.
真正的号角听成, 哎, 休息了。
The sound of the trumpet cannot be the sound of rest.
所以啊, 要按照神的圣言讲。
Therefore, when you are sounding your trumpet, you have to speak it according to the words of God.
才会把大家聚在一起。
Then only this kind of words will join everybody together as one.
你看有些人讲道啊, 都跑掉了嘛, 听的, 心都跑掉了。
And sometimes when a certain preacher or brothers will be speaking, and some members will not even want to listen.
站起来啊, 不好意思啊, 想要半途起来, 跑掉, 不好意思啊。
And while of course you listen to the sermon, you don't want to just stand up and walk away and leave the chapel.
但是心早就回家睡觉了啦,
but your heart is already sleeping.
这样你这个声音怎么会大家聚在一起?
And if you see your audience is like this, then how can your words join the members together?
所以这些发脚声的人，讲道人，不管你是谁，你忠忠实实的按照神的圣言讲，不会错，大家的心一定会聚在一起的。
Therefore, the one who is sounding the trumpet, the one who is speaking the words of God, you must speak faithfully according to the Bible, then everybody will surely join together by your words.
像保罗一样，
just like Paul.
不要用人的高言大志，我很厉害啊，我表现我很有学问啊，讲一大堆，有的听懂，有的听不懂，哪里会聚在一起？
We should not use our eloquent to speak word that's so high and lofty, and people will not be able to understand you.
哦，那些很欣赏的人说，哇，好，拍手拍手，有些人说。 鸭子听别, 不知道什么意思啊。
And some people who admire you will clap their hand and say you're really good, but on the other hand, you have group of people who don't understand you and just stare at you and don't understand what you're saying, because they don't even know what's happening.
就没有办法聚在一起。
So by doing so, then the members cannot have heart that's joined together as one.
所以这个吹脚的人站在尼希米的旁边，这个很重要。
Therefore, this man who sounded the trumpet has to stay next to Nehemiah, and this man is very important.
按照尼希米的指示吹脚。He
will blow or sound the trumpet according to the command given by Nehemiah.
众百姓听到这个声音，就聚在一起。
Immediately when the people, they heard the sound of this trumpet, they will join together. And then our God will fight for us.
好,
this is very important.
好，再看来二十一节。
So we continue the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of the dawn till the stars came up.
好，这是白天呢，他们都是这样工作。
And this is how they work in the morning.
一半工作，一半拿鞭子， 这样子白天。
They continue to work and holding the spears.
好，那么22节说，
Verse 22，
说那个时候我又对百姓说， 个人和他的仆人当在耶路撒冷住宿。
At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem.
好在夜间保守我们。
At night, so they can serve us as guard.
好，那白天就做工。
And work men by day.
所以你白天做工，晚上呢，要防备。
Therefore, in the morning, you have to work. At night, you have to stay guard.
不要分散，分散的话，你这个晚上被摸走了都不知道。
You should not disperse, otherwise, you will be captured by the enemies.
白天虽然分散在工作，但是呢，有脚声，不用怕。
In the morning, you are scattered everywhere working, but there's this sound. There's this man who will sound the trumpet, so you don't have to be worried.
而且啊，看得见。
Everybody can see each other.
那晚上看不见。
But at night, nobody can see one another.
你分散了，那就糟糕了。
And therefore, if you were to disperse and scatter, then it will be very dangerous.
聚到城里头一起。
So at night, they have to gather themselves inside Jerusalem.
来保守，来防备。
To guard themselves.
这个是很重要，昼夜警醒。
They have to stay awake.All night.
要殷勤做工，谨守，警醒，谨守。
They have to work with their best effort, and they have to guard the enemy with their most alert mind.
这两项功夫都需要的，像主耶稣说的两句话。
So this both work are equally important, just like what Jesus has said.
你们不知道我哪一天来。
You do not know when I will be coming.
所以你们要警醒。
Therefore, you have to stay alert.
你们要也要预备。
And you have to stay prepared.
好，所以你白天的工作就要预备。
In the morning when you work, you're preparing yourself.
晚上要警醒，防守。
At night, you have to stay guard to defend yourself.
要变形。
And you have to work hand in hand.
这样就能够完成我们的工程了。
Then only this, then you can complete this work of building.
好，林心宇跟他的那些弟兄仆人都是做保。榜样带头的。
So Nehemiah and his people, they are all working together, and he is a leader.
说这样，我和弟兄仆人便跟从我的护卫兵，都不脱衣服出去打水，也带兵器。
And Nehemiah, he is setting an example for his people. In verse 23, he said, neither I nor my brothers nor my men nor the guards were with me took off our clothes.
这个领导者跟他所有的。这个跟从的人都是做众百姓的榜样。
As a leader, he is an example for all his people.
哦，这样才能够真正带领大家完成这个工程。
Then by doing this, he can lead his people to finish this wall, this building of the wall.
所以现在我们从这个第四章里面学习的，我们要牢记在心啊。
And this is what we have learned from chapter 4. We must put this in our heart.
为了要这个教会团契能够建立起来
，in order to build this fellowship in church，
来完成啊主耶稣所托付给我们这些工程
，to accomplish this mission that our Lord has entrusted upon us，
把基督的身体建立起来，长大，满有基督长成的身量。
We must build this body of Christ to its full stature。
那这样就能够荣耀神了。
Then only this can glorify God.
所以这个第四章里头啊，给我们看到工作跟征战的这个重要了。
So in this chapter, we also learn that working and going on battle has to go hand in hand.